You are listening to Unleash Your Magic with Goddess Arian Moore.
Good evening and welcome to the show tonight. This is Goddess Arian Moore and this is Unleash Your Magnificence. And tonight I have with me the amazing Dr. Lori Moore. She offers counseling sessions for people and animal communication sessions as well. She is available in person, by phone, by email, and by Skype. Her television show, Universal Love and Animal Communication, is played on a variety of television stations in the USA. You may also have seen, read, or heard of her in Company of the Angels, Fox News, CNN, Seeing Beyond, or numerous other television and radio shows. She is the author of Creative Intimacy and Anna Miracles. When you are ready to change your life but not sure how, call Dr. Lori Moore. She has successfully helped hundreds of people. When you wish to know what your animal wishes to say to you, call Dr. Lori Moore. She's an expert animal communicator known for her co-teaching with Penelope Smith. Dr. Lori Moore can be reached at www.animamiracles.com. And join me in bringing in Dr. Lori Moore.
Hi, Carol.
Hello, good evening, and happy holidays.
To you, too. Wonderful to be back on the air. Thank you.
Oh, did you have a good holiday?
Yes, we had a lovely holiday with some very special friends of ours coming over to our house, and it was wonderful.
Oh, sounds fabulous. Oh, you just missed Finn at one point just before the show started, before I started to speak, was like barking up a storm, and now he's decided he's going to be quiet. I thought, okay, keep barking so she can hear you bark. Now he's just laying down, head down, saying, no, I only do that in private. Oh, it was a wonderful holiday season. I think for a lot of people, for here there was no snow, but it just had a really nice energy sense this year, different than it has in past years.
Nice. It felt very peaceful here. It felt like a lot of people were allowing themselves to slip into the depth of peace that's always available. And of course, when numerous numbers of people do that, it just amplifies the peace that is inside of us.
I truly agree with you, because it had that sense of peace all throughout the area around here. And I think a lot of people just felt a sense of ease. And I haven't felt that sense of ease around me for a long time. So I think that this doorway that we've gone through in 11-11 and what's coming up is starting to show us exactly what we can expect the new year to bring.
I'm feeling the energy is so clean and clear, and the possibility of shifting in any second when we're in older paradigms or conditionings, as some call it, of habitual emotional patterns or energies that just don't feel good, that we can really move so quickly through those into something so lovely and clear and vast is available consistently. It's a wonderful time to be on Earth. I feel very fortunate. I think we're all very fortunate for the opportunity of being here.
Oh, I so agree with you. So is there a topic that you would like to talk to about in particular?
I would like to talk about how it is that animals are able to tune into their hearts and stay in higher frequencies. Some people say it's just because that's the grace they're given, and I do agree with that. If you're born in an animal body, there is a certain kind of grace that's given about keeping you in the here now and connecting you more to the natural rhythms. But I think it's more than that. I think the animals have a very beautiful holiness about them, and they have choices just like we do, and that there's something about their intentions focused upon the goodness of life that allows them to stay there. Because I've talked to so many animals over the years, and certainly no two are alike, just like no two humans are alike. So there's something animals are allowing or aspiring towards, even if it's just natural that they do that, that if we can emulate that, we find ourselves much more in states of fulfillment, joy, peace, not as something willed or fake or put on, but something very real and expansive. So I'd just like to look into how animals go about that and how we can go about that.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah. So I've noticed in breaking down some of the different elements that animals practice naturally that we can practice each of them too. And one of them is animals tend to stay very clear on the purpose aim of the moment. So sometimes people get involved in what they think should have happened or shouldn't have happened, or what should happen next or what shouldn't happen next. And their mind is racing, and it's creating an emotion in their body, and then the emotion's making them think that life is so hard or challenging. But if they stop for a moment and ask themselves, well, what's my purpose aim? What is it I'm really here about? Where am I intending to be right now? Where am I aiming my focus? And people ask themselves sincerely, they'll have the same answer as the animals have, because the animals tend to clarify their purposes when I speak to them, usually in one word. It's something like peace or teaching or kindness or humor or fun or presence. It's very clear. And if each of us is really kind of quiet with ourselves when we're experiencing something less than favorable, if we just ask, what's my purpose aim, we might find ourselves shifting into an experience that's just wonderful in the moment with whatever circumstance is happening. So I really invite people to utilize the wisdom of the animals in themselves by clarifying on a regular basis, just stopping during the day and asking yourself, what's really my purpose aim here? You know, if you have a purpose aim of joy, very soon you'll just be finding yourself in joy and creating joy and attracting joy and building joy. And whatever is not joy, you can move and merge into its essence so profoundly that you'll come out the other end because you know where you're directing yourself.
That is well said. It's true. There is something, and I think that's what the energy of our animals have. Like when they're very intent in the moment and what they're doing, and what they're feeling. And I do notice that with Finn, and I do notice that with other animals, any animal, wild or not, I've noticed that sense about them that you don't, that would be a good description of the energy difference that
yes,
I see.
Because their attention towards their physical life is really just to have what they need to continue their physical life in a healthy way. They're not looking to accumulate anything extra. They're not looking to prove themselves or have, you know, some kind of status. They're not looking to find love because they are love. And so they're able to just do what's needed to have a physical body, which is really a vehicle for a spiritual existence, which is really a vehicle for pointing oneself towards what it is one is really already vibrating. And when we do that ourselves, it's just such a glorious, expansive world. It's everything is a miracle. Everything, the good times, the hard times, it's a mysterious miracle.
Well, to me, if you're in that state, you're not going to really be attached to the outcome, I guess. If something negative is happening, it just is kind of like a cloud passing in the night.
Yes, and it's kind of like just something that is. Because if, let's say, our intention is love, well, then we're going to respond very differently to anything that happens around us than if our intention is to prove something or find something. If our intention is to find love, we're going to start thinking love has to come in a certain way and we have to manage other people and we're going to try to change our circumstances and change other people or animals. But if our intention is just love, we find that it's there. Love is there. We are love. If something isn't love and we allow ourselves to sink so fully, deeply into its energy, its essence, we find something profound inside it that is like love. And so I invite people to notice what their intention is, what their purpose aim is for existence on this planet. Human society has created a lot of unreal needs and wants, and there's nothing wrong or bad about that. It's just one step or many steps removed from what's essential. When we step back into what's essential, we're very fulfilled.
That is a sense of peace that I would really like to be sitting at.
Yes, of course we want everybody on the planet to be fed, and we want everyone on the planet to be sheltered, and we want everyone on the planet to have ideal circumstances, and that's not at all the truth of the planet. So of course everyone would hope and pray for that and in some way contribute towards that if you have inclinations or know how. But what I'd like to invite everyone, in whatever your circumstances are, no matter how wonderful, how horrific, how preferred or non-preferred, to step back into the intention, the purpose aim in your heart. Because even in times of trial or times of what appears to be success and great reward, stepping back into that place gives a very different perspective where the love and peace that we find the animals always able to give, even when they're dying, even when they're sick, even when they're born in war zones, even when their people are acting out, then we can become like them. It is our natural state. We just forgot human society's witnessing ability took it so spiraling away from what it is. And that's not bad or wrong, but there's an opportunity to return to something more essential within our own hearts.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. Definitely.
Yes.
Sounds wonderful.
Yes, and so I invite everyone who's listening to really ask yourself in this moment now, what's my purpose aim? What am I here for? On the most deepest level, if I think I'm here because I have to accomplish something or be something or do something, why? Once that happens, what do I think it will give to me or others? And that's more of what your basis is. That's more of what your purpose aim is. That's what you're seeking. Once you realize what you're seeking, you might start to notice it's already there. It's in you. It's part of you. It's waving through you. More adequately said, you're a vehicle for it to move through and pass through along with everything else that's going to be passing through you in your incarnation.
Oh, I'm there for that. Now, we're going to be taking callers tonight, so you can speak to Dr. Lori Moore, and the call-in number is 347-215-7664. So are you ready to take a caller, Lori?
I love callers, yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
And we have 905. Hello, 905? Hello? 905-677? I hear someone there. Hello? Nope, no answer. Okay, well.
Maybe whoever it is can try calling back because something's not working.
Yeah, we'll try again. I have another caller. I have 917.
Hello. This is
Hello.
Ellen. This is Ellen calling from New York.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi,
Carol, and hi, Dr. Moore. I really enjoyed what you had to say about animals. As I've grown older and lived with animals over the years, I realize how emotional they are, and their emotions are tied to ours. And anyway, I was wondering if you could get in touch with either of my two cats that are presently with me and see if they would like to tell me anything.
Yes, tell me one cat at a time. I'd like to know the cat's name, age, and gender.
It's Oliver. He will be 12 in March.
Okay, that's all I need to know. And you're going to hear silence for a minute while I tune into him. And then if you have specific questions after that, I'll ask you about that. But one moment of silence, please, while I tune into Oliver. Okay, well, Oliver is cute, and he thinks he's cute, and he likes to kind of hold himself in a just this state of feeling cute. He's funny. But he wanted to know what I wanted, so he's not quite clear on what this conversation is about. So do you have a certain question for him? Because he'd love to answer you, but he's not sure what's being asked of him.
How's he feeling?
Okay, just a minute.
I love how they make us get clear.
You know, he's not really talking. I mean, some animals speak a lot about their feelings, but he's just being kind of quiet. He's not making any comment about his emotions. Or are you wondering about his physical feelings or his emotions?
Either one, but I'm more concerned about him physically.
Okay. If that's what you're talking about, it's something from the house. It's something like what you're worried about. It feels almost like a wave of heat to him, but it's coming from something he's absorbing in the house. And I don't know if it's something like electrical or something emotional, but it's coming from outside of him. And it is... You know, if he really focuses on it, it's not comfortable. It wasn't what he chose to naturally focus on or his primary interest. He wasn't really focused on his feelings that much, but he's responding to something happening in your home. And hold on, I'm going to check more on it just a minute. It feels like he's picking up from someone else that somebody else is feeling like overheated in some way. Is that making sense?
Yeah, and actually right now he is lying right next to the radiator. He enjoys the heat.
Well, he might enjoy it, but there's something not exactly balancing for him in it. Because it's not, I mean, he's picking up heat that doesn't feel really balancing to his body.
Okay. Well, maybe I will remove where he's got a scratching post that he likes to sleep on top of, and it's right next to the heating area. Maybe I'll just move that.
Maybe
a bit
you could just move it back a little bit.
Yes, I'll do that.
Yeah. What's your other cat's name?
Sebastian.
Okay, and how old is Sebastian?
I can only guess. He's around 16.
Okay, let me find him. You'll hear silence again just a minute. He's having fun creating a lot of joy and laughter.
Yeah.
Do you notice sometimes if other people are around Sebastian, they come up with jokes or laughter or happy moods?
Well, no, I haven't. But people are surprised at how friendly he is. He's much friendlier than Oliver is. He likes to come up and get to know people, yes.
Well, he really has an intention of creating joy and laughter and happiness in others and doing it in a way that they might not even notice. I hear that you haven't observed that to happen, but his intention is very strong of putting that kind of energy through others. So they might even think that they're just feeling in a certain mood that he's actually, in his experience, helping to facilitate.
Yeah. I used to call him Mr. Ambassador because he seemed to have such great social skills.
Yeah, he's really into what he can generate in people. And he finds life to be just fun and jolly and kind of funny.
Yeah. He's also scarily smart. Very smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your getting in touch with them. I was afraid that they were going to say they were unhappy or something because things, my life has not been that stable the last couple of years, and I was afraid it was affecting them.
They're not expressing any unhappiness at all.
Good.
Yeah, they're very Buddha-like, just kind of doing their thing.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays.
You too. Bye-bye.
Certain animals really work hard at bringing particular kinds of thoughts, feelings, or energies to their environments. And sometimes, you know, if a lot of people meet an animal, they might say, oh, I'm in a great mood today, or I just feel very compassionate or something. And they're not realizing how much intention, how much purpose aim that animal is actually putting into the environment. People are the same way. They have essential soul purposes, and you can feel it. Even if they forget and they're talking about all kinds of other things, each time someone different walks into your office, your home, wherever you are, they change the whole environment just by their soul vibration. And the only difference between animals and people is animals are right there. They know they're doing that. They're aware of that. They see it as the gift life gave them to use on behalf of everyone. And so they're kind of humble about it. But they're humble, but not in the way people think humble is say, oh, I'm modest, not me. It's really the opposite. Animals are very straightforward about it. This is my gift. This is my talent. It's not like they're really crediting themselves. They're just aware that the universe gave them certain talents and gifts. Animals, when I speak to them, will tell me their strengths and weaknesses right off the bat. And they have no shame about it the way people do. People get so many different cultural conditionings, like don't say anything good about yourself or don't say anything bad about yourself, you know, all kinds of stuff. But animals tend to be much more straightforward, you know. This is a strength I have. This is a weakness I have. And they're not judging themselves for it.
Not like we do.
No, I've learned so much by talking to the animals about these things. It's so refreshing. I'm so thankful that she called in and let us speak to her cats and her. That was a real treat. Thank you.
Yeah, the first cat, I could just picture the first cat sprawled out in front of the radiator, because all of the cats I had were major heat suckers, and I call them heat suckers because, I mean, if they could climb on the fire, they would.
Yeah, cats love sunspots. In the morning, if you see in your house the sun's coming in anywhere, like just part of a rug, they'll be on that spot.
Yeah, I had one cat I used to call a sun doll because literally, like, they would lie on their side, and as the sun moved, they would just kind of roll over, follow the sun. It was used to be okay.
Yes, they talk to the sun, they talk to the moon, two very beautiful, and the earth, three very beautiful entities that really wish for us to be in harmony. We naturally are. Our blood, our breathing is naturally in harmony with those entities, and the more we tune into them, the more we find ourselves in a very deep equanimity. My cat always tries to get me to go outside and talk to the moon. He does that every day, every night.
Finn likes it when he likes to go outside at night, but he gets really upset if I put the light on. He likes it so that it's dark when he goes outside.
Yeah,
so
real
I guess
natural.
He could see the stars. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what he's forever trying to drag me outside. Having said that, it's cold, and you don't really want to go out in your jammies and your slippers when it's cold outside.
Yeah. It's easier when you have fur.
It is, yes. He doesn't realize it takes time to get dressed.
Yes.
You know, it's like, come now.
Yeah, he's like, all dressed.
I'm sorry, I'm not dressed. Can I get dressed? It's like, no, he's impatient. Come now. It's like, sorry, I get arrested for indecent exposure if I go out right now. It's like, it's okay, come. And now that I've said that, he's totally relaxed now and he's calm. It's like, I've said what he wanted me to say.
Yeah. It's important that we listen to them. They're just calling us back all the time to what's really essential. They want us outside. They want us in joy. They want us focused on what's important. They're beautiful beings, the cats, the dogs, all the animals. any animal can be spoken to, wild, domestic, reptiles, insects, animals that have crossed over. They're just souls like everyone else, and then their particular body vibrates in a certain way. And I speak to animals by giving my heart to them, just like I do when the people come in, my people clients. And well, I just posted a, people might want to look at my Facebook because I posted a picture of Blue. He's a dog. He's one of my clients. And I knocked on the door, and his person opened it, and he walked right to the door, walked me in over the sofa. I got on the sofa. He jumped on the sofa. He's a big, big guy. He sat next to me. And he snapped a photo. He's so cute. He was really expressive that day. It's right on the top of my Facebook page if people want to go check it out. It's Dr. Lori Moore. It's Dr. Lori Moore. It's L-A-U-R-I-E. And people who want to go to the website so you can book a private session with me and really go into depth about your animals, because we can just talk a little bit on the air, is www.animiracles.com. It's A-N-I-Miracles.com. That's www.animiracles.com. I do private sessions with people in person and by phone all over the world.
And your work is phenomenal. I'm hoping that Helena can come on that we spoke with in the last episode. She said she's trying her best to get back on today.
That would be awesome. And there's also a gentleman we spoke with a couple shows back who was going to possibly report back and continue working on some thing that had come up in the dialogue. So,
yes. So hopefully we'll get them back on. I know that Nathaniel popped in for a second, but I know that Blog Talk's been having some issues with people like losing their signal, so I'm sure he will come back if he can.
Yeah.
But it's funny, through us doing this series and of calls and the information you've given me about Finn and sharing now with Finn, I notice when I'm hyper, that's when he wants to be a couch potato, almost like he's trying to get me to calm down, sit down, and just chill.
Very sweet.
Yeah. And if I'm being if I'm being lazy and don't want to get off the couch because I'm really comfortable, that's when he tends to be a hyper lunatic.
He's very devoted to your balance, huh?
Oh, yes, he ever. And it's like, he won't give up. He won't relent until I get up.
He's very devoted, very devoted. They are. They're relentless in their devotion. It's so beautiful. It's so wonderful.
Oh, he is. Now, does Jesse have any messages for us for coming into 2012 now? Because this is our last show for 2011.
Wow, I just realized that. I mean, I didn't think of it until you said so. Well, let me ask Jesse. For people who don't know, Jesse the cat is my business partner. He's our family member, and he's my guru, and he's amazing. He has clients all over the world. I mean, we used to give the seminars here in the house, and people would walk right by Ray and I and say, "Where's Baba Jesse?" They called him that. It wasn't my idea. They came up with it. And then I get all these emails for him. People email Jesse. They want to talk to him. He's amazing. Okay, let me find out what he has to say. What he really wants people to know is 2012 is right here. It's been here all along. It's an energy in our hearts. It's an energy in our souls. And it's right here. We just tune in to the eternity and the light that's already in us. And so it's not that something comes along in 2012 on the outside to do it for us. It's that we just have the opportunity, and somehow more and more people are remembering to tune in to what's inside our hearts, this beautiful light, this beautiful, amazing mystery. When we can't find it, when we say, "I can't find that because someone was on the phone with me this morning. I can't find that because I'm having these other thoughts or feelings." But she did find it. It just took a few minutes. When we can't find it, if we can just step back into our purpose aim, or just step so fully into what we are finding, well, it doesn't matter what we're finding. We don't need to judge it. And if we judge it, step into the judgment. If we're finding we feel stuck, or we feel resentment, or we feel a million other things we think we're not supposed to feel, well, guess what? We're human. We didn't even create it. Consciousness created it. So we do feel all that. When we step 100% into the sensation of whatever we're experiencing, it takes us back to this neutrality. It takes us back to this vast place out of which all love comes. And that's really what Jesse's reminding us, that it's so simple, that it's right now. He's just saying, just relax, humans. Don't try to get into a lot of theory about it. Don't try to make it so complicated. Just Just know what is here. It's so simple. It's just light. It doesn't need dogma anymore. It doesn't need theory. It doesn't need all kinds of rules. It's just here. It's just here. It's right here in our hearts. Oh, you know, dogma and theory and rules are fine, too. There's nothing wrong with them if they get us back there. But Jesse and I are just saying, you know, you don't have to make everything complicated. And maybe 2012 can remind us that it's so simple. Love is here. Maybe we can fast and do 25 shoulder stands and, you know, do a million recitations. I've done all that stuff. I'm not against it. But also just know that love's here. You don't have to do all that. If you want to do it, do it. It's great. It's fun. It has a purpose and a value. I'm all for it. But if you want to be in love, as Jonah the little dove once told me and a peace moth who landed on my arm reminded me. You know, just be in love if you'd like to.
I think I like that as opposed to doing I don't know how many handstands. I don't think I could do that. I think that might be the end of me. You see me collapsed on the floor and Finn doing CPR. I hope he knows how.
Jesse's laughing, by the way. She's right there with you.
Oh, well, it's funny because Finn has endeared himself to people who haven't even met him, that he actually had a Prezi's delivered for him. So he actually got Prezi's for Christmas from strangers.
Aww. Oh, that's so sweet. He's a very joyous soul. He just gives out so much excited joy. I'm happy he got to experience that. That's great.
All he's gnawing on it. He got a furry red ball for Christmas.
Oh, cool.
And he's decided that, yeah, he's gonna make it a wet, soggy ball. But yeah, he's right into this now. He's got his ball with him, and he's all happy.
How awesome.
He wants to share it, but it doesn't go through the phone.
We're feeling it anyway, and I'm thanking him. I'm really thanking him. I'm sending him a big thanks through the telepathic airwaves that are always present. Yes.
Yeah,
hey, I wanted to tell everyone, if they go to my YouTube channel, channel number 2, you can access it through annamiracles.com. That's ANIMiracles.com. Up in the right corner, press YouTube 2. Dana just put up a whole bunch new more videos, and they're really fun. Some are about dogs, some are about dolphins, some are about people, but there's a whole bunch of new ones just added. So I invite people to go check them out.
Oh, terrific. I've got all of your links are up in the chat room as well. And I did go on your Facebook page just now, and Bluey is gorgeous. And I can see how he's decided to take over. Oh, there's a squeaky. He just discovered there's a squeaky thing in this. I didn't know there was a squeaky thing. He's had it for 3 days, and he just found the squeaky bit now. Sorry. But no, he's a big dog, and he's taken over most of the couch.
Yeah. And he, like I said, he walked me in, and, you know, just like a person for their therapy session, he got on the couch. It was really cool. And then he expressed himself. You can see he's really expressing himself. He's like, get it all out. This is therapy. I'm kidding. I actually didn't go to give him therapy. I just went to go talk to him. His person wanted to know what he had to say, but which is so funny how he did that.
At least he expressed it. It's funny because when we talk about animals, we get a sense of laughter and lightness. And even when there's like sad things and animals are involved, they definitely pull on the emotions. Like they pull our emotions out of us into the light of day. They break down the barriers to what we're truly feeling.
They give us permission to feel love and tenderness towards all the feelings that are part of humanness. Since the human race has created many rules about what you're supposed to feel and not feel, that have nothing to do with what you are feeling because you're feeling it anyway. And so the animals just, like, bring it right out of you.
And the thing is, it's true. And by bringing it out, though, it really helps to clear things.
Yes. Yeah, because it's how we're made. How we're made is to have physical sensations and emotions and thoughts pass through us. And then underneath all that is something that sources each of us, and then underneath all of that is something that sources everything at once. So we're just a lot of different flavors being expressed. But the animals can help us to go back to remembering this, because we can move outside of our sensational and emotional feelings and start thinking we're separate from ourselves. And when we're pulled back through our emotional, physical body deeper into what's giving energy to that, our souls deeper into what gives all of life. There's just one. There's just one, and the one experiences all kinds of emotions and sensations and thoughts. That's how it is. And the more we're landing our awareness back in that one that is generating all this, we find we're at peace with it. We stop needing so much to rearrange it or fix it or change it. It's fine to rearrange it and fix it and change it. It's playful and it has value. But when we can go even deeper than that, there's a peace the animals know and live in that we're yearning for. And all the different activities we have that we're seeking, anyone who's seeking something, they're seeking their return to this wholeness. And it's right here. It's right here, right now.
Oh, nicely said. With respect to the 2012 coming on, is there anything that we can do for the animals, not just our own pets, but other animals around the globe?
Yes, we can start listening and honoring them. Now, if we look back at history, we can't even believe that there were periods where women weren't honored like equal. There were periods where people of color weren't honored. There were periods where all kinds of people weren't honored, and now we're like, oh my God, that's hideous, that's unbelievable. But we haven't fully gotten there with the animals. So many people love the animals, and but in general, there's still these thought forms on the planet that the animals are different than us, or they're like babies or something, or, well, babies are profound souls, they're just not indoctrinated, but and that's probably why we think they're like babies, they're more pure, but the animals are just souls. They're just souls, in my experience, that just happen to be a lot more evolved than the human race. And so because the human race has created so much havoc on the planet with, you know, ecology and politics and all kinds of things, we would really do everyone a service to start listening to what the animals have to tell us. I mean, seriously, I often wish that animals were represented in the government. And at this time in history, that just sounds so out there that it makes me sound crazy. But could you imagine if there were Congress people and senators that were animals and they had translators and we had to defer to their choices? Their choices tend to honor the higher good of everyone. So what you can do for the animals is start to listen to them on every level, to let yourself give gratitude so deeply to them that your heart opens to hearing and feeling them. Because when we're giving gratitude to others, we feel them more, we hear them more, we see them more in their own right instead of through our agendas. And so I invite everyone to really start holding the animals as a very important part of the government of the universe, of the planet Earth. Oh, yes, there's many governments on the planet. Well, all kinds of stuff is going on there. I don't even want to get into it, but we have a different government. It's the real government of the entire human race that's creating what happens on the planet. And it's not just the human race, actually. It's the race of all beings, and that includes the animals and the plants. And starting to respect these beings as beings that really live in community with us, and finding out what they have to say would really create such wonder on the planet. It would be so great for them, but I'd like to tell everyone it would be so great for the human race too. Everyone will be uplifted and more constructive this way.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. And you know, I look at some of the negative aspects on the planet with people who hurt people, and it always starts with hurting of animals first. And it upsets me, the lack of validation, or the lack of, the lack of attention paid by governments and from the judicial society with respect to hurting an animal. And I'm thinking if it was put into a higher place of hurting an animal, it would allow these people who need to get help to get help, as opposed to going beyond that and doing even worse things.
Thank you. And that is happening in some countries, in some of the, I believe it's the Scandinavian countries, it is prioritized very high. I mean, if you hurt an animal, you go to prison, and the animals are given great respect. And then now there's more and more police that are enforcing proper treatment of animals, especially in bigger cities like New York. you know, where they go around and they find if animals have been neglected and mistreated, they have squads of vets and revive them, and a person is held accountable. So in certain locations, that's happening more and more.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Now, there's been, it's actually not been in the news in that, but apparently there's a lot of stuff going down in Antarctica with the Japanese and the whalers.
You'll
have you
to
heard
say
that?
More. I've heard some about it, but you'll have to say more.
Oh, I just heard that they're down there. They're actually whaling where they're not supposed to be whaling. And a lot of the governments down in the south, in the southern hemisphere, are ignoring what's being done down there, even though it's against international law.
Well, what you can do from afar, I mean, there will be people who will do political work and activism, and I completely applaud and admire that. That's not my particular role. But what you can do from afar is you can tune your heart and love into those whales and be receptive to their communications. And pray for them. And just like Dr. Emoto proved, that if we pray or thank water miles away, remember all beings are made primarily of water, so we can send something good to beings miles and miles away and they will feel it. And lots of love and prayer, if there's, it goes a long way. Or just opening our hearts to receiving what the whales are wishing to communicate to us goes a long way. And I'm sorry to hear that news. And my love goes out to my brothers and sisters, the whales. You know, whales are really probably the smartest life form on the planet. I mean, you know, an animal communicator or a mystic can say that, but a scientist would have to say that too. And their language system is so more far complex and evolved than ours. They live, now it's turning out, they live far longer than us, and they store memories. Go to, you know what, go to dolphinville.com, everyone. It's the most beautiful website. Douglas Webster created it. You can hear the sounds of the whales right on it. You can hear radio shows with a lot of people who actually swim with the whales. You can hear Joan Ocean, Trish Reagan, Celeste Eden on there. Dolphinville.com on the internet. After today's show, I highly recommend you check it out. It really honors the whales and dolphins. Douglas Webster is an amazing gentleman who swam with the dolphins and whales for years. When you meet Douglas, his energy is like a whale vibrationally. It fills up for miles. He's like a paradigm of goodness. He's absorbed these whales at such an incredible level. And so I would say, you know, when something bad's happening to your neighbor, and these whales are our neighbors, regardless of where we live, everyone on the planet is our neighbor, the energy is needed. Tune in to that being. Tune in. And then you'll know if you need to do something or be something or not do or be anything. But start by tuning in love. Unfortunately, too often activists will tune in rage and anger and what needs to be fixed, and that's really unhelpful. So I want to invite, and many activists do incredible work, and thank them all. Thank you all out there. But I want to invite everyone to start with gratitude and sending gratitude to those whales, and then tuning your heart. Before I took people, started taking people to Hawaii to swim with dolphins, before I actually spent time in the physical with whales, they started contacting me. I was just outside on my meditation spot where I worked with many animals. Different species of animals would come and visit me, all kinds of wildlife, all kinds of domestic animals. But when the dolphins and whales came to me, of course, it wasn't at first in the physical. I had to get myself over to Hawaii. They came to me cellularly. They started changing my cells, my awareness of life, my perceptions of oneness. It was really the whales who first brought me into oneness beyond theory, and where I started to really know, understand, experience very consistently that all of us are one. The whales are that vibration. They're pure devotion beyond the word. They're complete awareness. And they're so smart. You know, we don't begin to tap into the capacity of intelligence that these creatures who are playing such a vital role in trying to shift and change things, calling things to our attention constantly, sending out messages do. People who really love dolphins and whales would benefit by joining us for a small, intimate Hawaii Big Island seminar in March. And you can call me at 831-477-7007. That's 831-477-7007. You can email me through my website if you'd like to get information about a small seminar in March, opening to love, opening to animal communication, and being right near our friends of the sea. People swim with the dolphins there over in Kalakekua Bay, the magic lands over on Big Island.
Oh, I'm hoping this. I can't see me being there in March. I have a grandchild being born.
Oh,
but
great!
Next time you do it.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. But next time, the next one, I'm going to try and be there because that. I mean, I swam with the dolphins when I was in Jamaica, though they weren't wild, and it was the most amazing experience. And I can still feel the energy of the experience, and that was 2-3 years ago.
That's beautiful. People's bliss level goes way up, and it lasts after they're with our friends, the dolphins. Oh, we only swim in my seminars with wild dolphins, so of course they swim with us. You can't chase a wild dolphin, and I would never want anyone to. They'll outswim you. They swim with you if they want to. Everybody who's gone to my seminars, and there's been a lot over in Hawaii, I think there was 21 events over the years swam with the dolphins. So we really tune deeply into them. And then there's swim guides and boat guides people can hire to take them out to make sure if they're new to that. And there's people there if you're not a swimmer. We had someone who had a leg that was made out of wood, and we had someone who was petrified of water, and they did great. So we had also advanced swimmers. Everyone's welcome.
Oh, perfect. Now, is it too much to ask if you can tap into the whales for us today?
Yeah, I'm tapping into them right now as I was speaking about them. I'm tapping right into them, and truly it's such a devotional energy. It's a oneness energy. There's no words. It's a very, very big, clear energy. It's an energy that can bring you to the ground weeping in love, really. It's a beautiful energy. It's just beyond articulation.
I'm feeling the emotion wave up.
Yeah.
Oh. And I feel like my heart expanding outwards.
Yes, that you're feeling the whales. Your heart will expand and expand. They'll just open you so far up beyond anything you thought was the truth into something much more profound. It's very silent. It's very beautiful. Yeah, it's very heart sweet.
Thank you for being the doorway for that.
Yeah, thank you to the whales. I'm so glad you brought them in and brought them up to my attention today.
Yeah, it just felt something I had to mention on air. And, you know, it's to me, they're the keepers of the secrets of who we are.
Yeah, I feel they kind of are dreaming us up. Sometimes I just feel like I'm in their dream. We're all in their dream.
Yeah, that feels right. Wow. Oh, this has been a really good show. Oh. And you're on back next week again, too.
Oh, great.
Wow. And we get to open up 2012.
Yes. That's wonderful, yeah.
Oh. So is there anything that you'd like to say to close 2011? Because we're coming on, it's like the final hours of 2011.
Well, I really want to give great thanks to 2011. And I want to give great thanks to everyone who participated in it. Because I know a lot of people really prayed deeply and gave deeply and served deeply. And I know a lot of people were really thrown because things that were not attended to got really, really, really big, and people experienced some really horrendous troubles. And I want to thank you for being who you are, and I feel sorry that people had to experience tremendous troubles, but I give thanks that you are who you are, and I pray that you come through that and find peace and ease, that whatever your troubles were, that they gave you some gift and some teaching, and that you come through the other side. So to 2011, I want to say thank you so much for bringing to our attention what we didn't complete and what we held on to in years before so that we could grow, so that we could look at it one more time and take the opportunity to say, you know what, I don't need to hold on to this anymore. I don't need to hold on to these old belief systems. I don't need to hold on to these old emotional patterns. I don't need to hold on to these soul patterns I've kept for lifetime upon lifetime. I don't need to hold on to any of it. And I don't need to go to psychology or philosophy or any complex theory. I can if I want. That's always an interesting path. But instead, I can just give it back. I can let it go. I can go to source and offer it up. I can get help from the plethora of helpful teachers and energies and masters that roam the planet. I can get help from my own heart. So I just want to again thank 2011 for reminding us of what's available, by reminding us of anything in the way, and that we can let that go now, that we can move on, and it can be so simple. We can simply give permission to the universe to release whatever patterns we don't need. We don't have to do major expression about them. We don't have to analyze them. We don't have to do anything, but just offer them up. And the universe is willing to subtract them. When we know our purpose, aim, and we feel whatever is really there, it dissipates back into neutrality. And so thank you, 2011, for accelerating us and making us work harder and bringing up everything inside of us that we hid and pushed away, so it was in our face, really, for a lot of people the last 5 years or so, so that we could just come out clean and well. And I wish for everyone that all your problems evaporate and that you know you're here to love and serve and give, and you find out how wonderful life is when that's what you're here for, because life showers you back with miracles. And so thank you again, 2011, for bringing this to my attention. I love you, and I thank you so much. You were a very special year. And I will stay with you till your last second in great gratitude, and then let you go.
Wow, that was powerful. Thank you.
Yeah.
And it's true. It has been a hard 5 years, but there's been some amazing gifts that have come from all of the hardship. There has been a coming together of spirit like we've never seen before, across the planet through hardship, an outpouring of love and caring around the planet at a higher level than ever before. So our hearts are opening.
Thank you for saying that. And I know for myself, I never felt so willing. I mean, I spent years of my life since my 20s just working out, letting go of patterns that weren't needed, ancestral patterns, you know, family patterns, personal patterns. And then somehow it got so deep into this clear void. This last few months, I just was like, you know what? I don't have to work on it anymore. Just give it up. Like, it will be taken. It will be shifted. Just give it up. Just articulate, I'm willing to give up. I'm not going to hang on. I don't need to hang on to any old emotional patterns, belief systems, and the universe will readily take it and deliver light instead. And I don't remember it being that easy. Maybe it was for other people, but for me, it became so easy suddenly at this time in history. And I wish that for everyone, and I just thank all the powers of the universe and all teachers and all masters, and mostly just the divine mother, father, her, himself, the divine creation of all this, I think.
Yeah, I do understand what you mean about, I mean, that's, for me, I got into the doing healing work partially for healing self. I mean, I think that's why most of us do some of the healing work that we do, be they doctors or whatever that they do in the healing arts. I mean, part of it is heal or heal thyself first. And I have found an ease in the last, I'd say, 6 months or so over all of the work that I've done, because I've done a fair bit myself, and it has been an easier. It's like suddenly an understanding, a realization of all of the luggage I've been carrying with me and all the garbage I've been carrying with me, and now I just have to let them go.
Yeah, we don't need it. You know, one person who's really inspired me lately is the healer Brazzo. I can't do that R. Someone out there who's from a country where they go, Brazzo. Anyway, I'm not doing it right, but he spells his name B-R-A-C-O. BRACOAmerica.com. And what inspired me so much about him while he's doing all his healings with everyone is he doesn't speak, and he just won't go into any dogma. He won't go into any of it with anyone. So whatever anyone else wants to believe or make up about it or explain about it, that's their business, and he respects and honors all of it, but he won't go into it. He remains in silence. And so many people were healing around him. And I really was, I am inspired by that because what we're talking about, what you and I are just talking about, is this depth of clarity that holds everyone when we're willing to just let go of the garbage. We don't need it. And I invite everyone to be willing to let go of what you don't need, because there's something else that's so much more beautiful and clear than what we think is happening or we think we need to orchestrate or we think is reality. There's something in the silence that is just pure, pure, pure. And the animals live and resonate in that.
And all of the messages that all of the pets have given over the past few episodes, and Jesse and Finnegan, have all been about us freeing ourselves and just being the love and the joy that we are.
Yeah, and I want people to know that when you accept your sadness, your anger, your jealousy, all that other stuff, that's when you do find the love and peace and joy that you are. Because when you're fighting that or trying to outrule it, you'll cause a lot of friction in your own being. But if you just surrender in, if you just open to, if you merge into, feel, be, allow the sensations of whatever is coming through your consciousness, then you find something beyond that, something very fulfilling, something very neutral, yet holding all the flavors that pass through of love and joy and peace. I invite everyone there, and the animals do too.
And I know from having personally gone there, it actually, going through your pain or whatever you're experiencing, takes you to a stillness when you go through to the other side that you wonder why you didn't do it sooner.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Because it's...
Yeah.
Because it's your own fears and worries that make it seem worse than it really is.
And when you step into it, like you did a few shows back when we had that dialogue, Carol, you stepped right into that, and then you found this deep, deep reservoir of peace.
Yes.
Yes.
Very much so. And I find it easier to go back to that reservoir of peace now.
Yes. You know, I'd really like to honor my teacher, Gangaji, who I was taught that by so many people and beings and utilized it throughout my life, but she helped me to go there on a much more consistent basis, to just kind of melt into that as the basis of reality. Gangaji, gangaji.org. I really do wish to honor her.
And how I'd do you like spell that?
G-A-N-A-G-I. She's a very lovely, beautiful being on this planet. I would like to invite people who'd like to do some work to really find this peace, so it's not theoretical, or to understand your animals better, or just to relieve yourself of whatever ails you, to call me and do a session. You can go to annamiracles.com or just call me at 831-477-7007 and give yourself a gift in this ending. Well, let's see, I'm all booked till the end of the year. So in the new year of having some assistance, and I'm happy. I work with people by phone all over the world, as well as in person if they live in Santa Cruz area of California.
Oh, that's wonderful. Worth every bit of it, that's for sure.
Thank you.
And the thing is, even if they call and make the appointment today, it still is the doorway then has already been opened for the healing that's to come.
Yes, yes.
And we are worth it.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
My pleasure. Every single time I have such a wonderful, uplifting time. Thank you so much. And I'll look forward to talking again next week.
Sounds wonderful. And it'll be 2012.
Okay, well, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. And my love to you and to Jesse and to all of your loved ones.
Thank you. And my love to you and Finnegan and all of your loved ones.
Thank you. And we send love to the whales.
Yay.
All around the planet.
Bye-bye.
Good night, Dr. Lori. And that was Dr. Lori Moore from Anna Miracles, www.animiracles. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. I hope you will join me tomorrow night. I have Rika Zimmerman on tomorrow night. This is episode 3 of 4 on Creating Our Dream Life for 2012. And tomorrow night is Embracing the Tools for Change. And on Friday night, I have Dr. Dane here, and it is his episode 3 of 3. And this is Getting Rid of the Holiday Blues. And the show topic we're doing on Friday night is Creating a Very, Very Different New Year. So I hope you can join me. All the shows are 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. GMT. I say namaste to you all, and I'm going to close the show with Jesse Jordan's Boys. Good night, everyone. Happy holidays.
Wish I could tell my younger self all the things that I now know so well. I would sit her down and begin to spell out all life's mysteries. I would say that high school is just a stage. All the pain you feel is just a phase. It'll pass as you become of age and you grow up to be me. And this one last thing, I'll make sure she knows that the boy back thing still loves her so. This is what we'll see.
I could tell all